Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Dalet 13:4, and we continue to discuss the restrictions of Shechit and Ha'ala B'chutz, and this Mishnah is talking about specifically halachas that pertain to the Ha'ala, the offering up of various offerings out of the designated place, which for the past 3,000 years has been specifically the Azara of the temple. So the first point Mishnah is going to make is that the kind of offerings for which one would be liable to Karis, and if he did it B'shogeg, to bring a chatas, are offerings that were eligible to go on the mizbeach where it belongs in the Azara. Now, you'll recall back from the ninth parak, we had certain kinds of offerings which were not okay lechadchila, but b'di'evid, after the fact, if you put them on the mizbeach, you left them there, you didn't take them off. And the basic difference, the basic principle which determined which kind of offerings could be left on even though they're pasul, are the kinds of psulim that occurred only after the process began. Either it means like literally when the animal was brought into the Azara, the base of Mikdash there, and then something happened after that, or during the process itself of the offering of the animal, some invalidation happened. Machlokos Hashitosos, but the basic idea is there's nothing wrong with this animal from the outset, just that along the way something went wrong. So that kind of thing could be that the person doing the Shechita had the wrong Kavana, Chutz Lezman, Chutz Lemakomo, or the a murmur left Lena overnight, they became tummy and things like that. But we're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about a polar bear that isn't eligible for a korban. We're not talking about a three-legged cow, because again, you couldn't use it as a korban and so on. Okay, not a balimum and that kind of thing. So, a mission therefore says, this first point, is that echad kachim ksherim be'echad kachim psulin. Whether your offering is a kasher that could really go on the mizbeach l'chachila, or if it actually shouldn't go on the mizbeach l'chachila because it's pasul, but shaya psulin b'kodesh, the invalidation occurred only once it entered into the azara or during the processing of the korban, meaning that the rule would be that if you put it on the mizbeach proper, you would leave it there, not take it down. Then v'hikriven b'chutz, if you offer that outside the designated place, meaning outside of the azara, then chayav. That's the kind of offering we're talking about for which the penalty would be Karis or Beshogeg, bring a chatas. Okay, the new paragraph, if you will. Hamalek kazayas mina ola, umine emurim b'chutz, chayev. If a person offers some flesh from an animal, like an ola, a burnt offering, and also some of the emurim, the sacrificial parts that apply to all korbanos, and in aggregate, the amount that's put on the mizbeach out that is in a place is a kazayas in volume, an olive's amount in total, between the two of them, then chayv, a person's obligated. So that seems like a straightforward din, but it's kind of peculiar because we've never said anything about the requisite amount to be a kazayas. No one said that until right now. You expect it to say the shear is a kazayas and the two, the murn and the bus are mitzvah or something like that. It doesn't say that at all. In fact, the contrary. In the previous mission, you'll recall, back in Mishnah Gimel, we had a machlokas about, it said, he'ele v'chazer, v'he'ele v'chazer v'he'ele. If you brought one leg and then a second leg and a third leg, let's say, of a korban, b'chutz, in the wrong place, outside of the designated place, so then chayev kol aliyah v'aliyah, div Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon held, you're obligated for each leg that's brought separately, again, assuming that there was like, there were discrete lapses where between each offering you were reminded, don't do that, it's not allowed to be done, and you forgot again or something. The point is, Reb Shimon learned each limb is enough to make you mechayev, and therefore if you had three lapses for three limbs, you'd mechayev three separate korbanos. And Rabbi Yossi said, Eino chayev ela achas, you're only on the hook for one korban for the whole, even though the three legs are offered, because it really is going on a whole animal. Because the pasuk said, la'asos oso l'Hashem, to do it for Hashem. Oso, it, is an extra word there, and tells you specifically it. The machloka simply is oso referring to each limb, or is it referring to the whole animal, okay? But according to both those opinions, if you offer less than a limb, you're certainly not obligated in this to bring it to Karis, and a kazayas is less than a limb. So therefore, it seems that although the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that you're obligated for each and every limb, it's only an entire limb, and therefore not a kazayas. So it seems that the opinion over here in Mishnah Dalet is a new shita, a third shita, which says it's not about a limb, oso, but rather even a kazayas of flesh, even a half kazayas of flesh, coming with a half kazayas of emurim, is enough to be obligated. Now, many of the mefarshim don't like that. Let's say the Kesef Misha, notably amongst them, and the Rambam Pasuk, like I told you, like Reb Shimon, a whole limb. Kesef Misha says perhaps Indeed, this shita also is you need to have a whole limb, but sometimes if you're talking about, let's say, like a piece of meat from like the back of the animal, so that's not part of any limb, there's no aver there to be brought, and therefore, in that case, a kazayas would be enough. Whatever it is, the Rambam says limb by limb, so that'll be the halacha, I guess, and not kazayasim, but here we're talking about kazayasim being mitzdaref, and therefore, according to this shita, at least, a kazayas, maybe even a kazayas with no limb altogether, a kazayas of just half flesh and half emurim, where it'd be, let's say, not a whole limb is going to go on, but some piece of it, or very small, I guess, limb, then it would be mitzaref. Okay, now, there's a new paragraph here, and in fact, in the Mishnah of the, as it's presented in the Bavli, on Daf Kuftes, it's like a whole new Mishnah. Okay, so there's a new topic here. Now we're basically talking about the same basic idea, but we're talking about for when you're obligated to bring a chatas, if you bring a korban b'chutz, not of a zevach, of an animal, but rather of like the menachos, the meal offering, and the like. So the Mishnah says, Hakometz, the handful that's offered for menachos in general, valavona, the incense that goes on most menachos, vahakatores, the incense that's usually burned on the inner altar there in the kodesh, uminchas kohanim, a mincha that Kohen brings where it's all burned, uminchas kohanim mashiach, and the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings, at least he pays for every single day, half goes in the morning, half in the afternoon, 12 loaves total, uminchas nesachim, the menachos, the meal offerings that accompany korbanos, most notably every ola and every shlamim. Shehikriv echad mehen kazayas b'chutz, if you offer even one kazayas of them b'chutz, in the improper place, so then chayev, then one is again liable for karas, or if it's a shogeg, the achatas. Rabbi Lazar poter ad sheyakriv es kulo. Rabbi Elazar says, no, you have to bring the entire mincha, not just the kazayas of it. Now, this is a different machlokas. The machlokas, the previous section about the animals, the zvachim, so there, even Rabbi Elazar would agree that a kazayas, potentially a kazayas, is all you need. But here he wants the whole korban. The difference is because when it comes to zvachim, animals, the actual essential korban is not the meat at all. It's the blood that goes in the mizbeach. If you can't bring any of the meat for whatever reason, the korban's still effective. Whereas when it comes to these things, so there isn't like a preliminary stage. This is the one and only stage. Like, so the kometz is the part that permits the rest of the mincha to be eaten, but it's the essential part. There's no other thing that permits it. If you don't bring the kometz, then you don't fulfill your obligation. And so on. And therefore, Velezer says you have to bring the whole thing, the whole kometz, the whole levona, the whole ketores, the whole minchas kohanim, and so on. Okay, v'chulam, but everyone agrees that shehikrivan bifnim b'shir behen kazayas, if you offered most of the offering, like let's say most of the mincha, where it belongs, inside, but you left a bit, like say you're going to burn a whole minchas kohanim, but you left a bit behind, and that bit then you took outside and burned b'chutz in the wrong place, meaning, but in total, the whole korban was burned as it should be, just only a portion was burned in the wrong place. So then, if you v'shir behen kazayas v'kriven b'chutz, if you left even one kazayas amount unburned, but the rest got burned properly, so then, chayev, one is obligated for the burning of that one kazayas, even says Rabbi Lazar agrees to that, because the point is, the whole offering was burned to Hashem, and a kazayas of it, nothing left behind, was not burned in the right place, it was done specifically in the wrong place. So that will be, again, a chiyuv karas. V'chulam, and everyone agrees also, that everything we set up to now, the animals and the menachos, shechasru kol shehen, if they're not a complete thing, like in other words, a mincha was, you know, a piece got lost or got burned or whatever, or something like that, which would make the whole korban now invalid. You can't put it in the first place, you can't offer it anymore. The hikrivan b'chut, you offer just that 99% of what remained, then putter, then you're exempt, because just as such an offer wouldn't be valid inside, if you offer it outside, that's not enough to make you liable to the karas penalty of offering a korban in total, b'chutz.